share with the news. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nir Sarpatria emphasized the crucial role of artificial intelligence or AI as a key driver of the national digital economy. During a public lecture on digital transformation on Thursday, he noted that digital technology enables more effective communication and interaction, and that technological tools and digital applications, including AI, are now embedded in nearly every aspect of daily life. Patria predicted that Indonesia's digital economy could reach 500 trillion rupees, or over $296 billion, by 2030, potentially contributing up to 40% of the country's gross domestic product. He also noted that AI is expected to boost productivity by 3.5%. The Indonesian government will implement two special schemes during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, according to Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar. Speaking to the press on Saturday, Umar explained that one of the schemes is Mawr, a Hajj flow system that allows pilgrims to pass through Muzdalifah en route from Arafah to Mina without stopping or staying at any point in between. And going to Fomantara, the other scheme is Tanazul, which lifts the requirement for pilgrims to stay in tents at Mina, allowing them instead to spend the night in hotels. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Angie and Firsa Besari.
+62 8212301 2380. And I'd like to read some comments from our listener. We have, well, the one who is so active, which is so appreciated. Well, we would like to appreciate him. So yesterday he sent us a greeting, a nice picture, and also a message. Happy Easter greeting to Voice of Indonesia English and all the dedicated and hardworking staff. Dear VOI, happy Easter to you. Congratulations. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the lovely Easter wishes to share with family and friends. Have an amazing Easter. And he added the message with a very nice quote. He says, Easter brings us light, always follow darkness, embrace the new beginnings. Thank you very much, Kalapapas, from Faisal Abad, Pakistan. And he has a question. How many Christians living in Indonesia? So, well, I didn't know that you have a question in there. So how many Christians in Indonesia? Well, so it's a lot. I cannot get you the official data from our government, but several websites say that it's around 10% of the population in our country. So it's like around 23.5 million Christians spread across Indonesia. Well then, thank you very much I hope that it will answer your questions, Kalapapas. And after this, we would like to have a lot of good stuff from Indonesia. Stay tuned on our service for Indonesia.
Very popular.
boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At World 2 Global Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and cream river water, the natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the World 2 Global Tourism Spot is in Klingotan Hamlet, Kimmel Yong Village, the Yunnan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jokja City, towards Wanasari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is so relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Jokja, take the time to visit World 2 Global Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada
cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
Arab. Those memories are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Arab was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, or who, and so on. And to World War II, the Dutch newspaper, and the Harbour Master's Force, and so on, all projects like they were recorded in Arab. So the use of the word "binnie" is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, like with the motorization and Indonesian sailing boats. All of that disappeared with Cameroon. This is an idea I grew quite proud of, when Binnie Center was brought to Vancouver, and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term "binnie" was brought back as a top memory of boat builders and steerers from the Caribbean. The use of the word "binnie" to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of the nation's boat manufacturing world, because in Indonesia, there are hundreds of thousands of boats, and they all have their own names.
Memesan perahu-perahu seperti itu, istilah "binnie" itu dianggap kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Bandar Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata "binnie" sih untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu apa namanya ya, suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Binnie became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada, in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, waktu itu yang saya ceritakan.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kelowna, and then said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Philippe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, and said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of the others didn't come. I went first, saw them. He said, "Do you want to come to Canada?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He was still meet more people, and he said, "You're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters?" He said, "The same to me." Then I said, "In Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it." We immediately shook hands, thought it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Panama, Beirut, also coming. I asked him this Navy man, "How many meters are the waves?" "Oh, this is only 7 meters. Oh, is the 10 meters one way?" I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 double-up sails called "binnie" sea, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination.
Ya, kalau kita berlayar itu mah mendilai aja.
If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours. Like here today, sailing without wind for 2 hours will take 1 day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. While if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal "binnie" sea dibangun ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu kan, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Spinnaker ship was built originally from Arabic and also Sulawesi, starting from the year before independence in 1945. After independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Ada bilang teknik bagaimana, dan di sini pengalaman saja. Dia pula dan seluruh dunia.
Sekarang
tidak jalan darat, sudah berpulang. Kita untuk patutulang. Baiknya kita lihat. Ini mas, papan kue-papannya disusun. Kasih dua tim. Sampai lagi.
The ship is planned to arrange one by one, then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tasks are installed. Once the tasks are installed, the work is installed, the bottom is, then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has to be put on the hull. This is lowered, and the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope, the mast rope, then the sail is put on, and set.
I think, ini yang, muka belakang, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making finicky sailing ships has been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemolimo people knew the ship-building system. The system is named Tatarup.
Itu dari rumus ini. Kita ini ahli.
That's the formula. So this is how your ship's aspect, 1 juta rupee. The important thing is that we know the line weight and its height. That this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our duty, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any weighing approximately or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal, dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu. Yaitu,
there is one thing that is essential to our heritage, and what we can call the formula for making. Many people say that those are made with a drawing and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded after gorge. There are various boundaries that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the plank, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who restore and inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemolimo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatarup, which translates boats up to 14 meters long. Here on the boats, or whatever boats were called "binnie" in the 1700s, were much bigger. So, there is an impression that the Arab people, at some point in 1930s to 1950s, created a new manufacturing formula called Tatarup, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa Arab pada suatu saat, tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an, menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan tata apa, yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat unik. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai benda cetakan.
This Creating a bubble is very, very complicated. The problem is that therefore is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a cereal bowl. If we compare the parts of a number of objects and distort whatever there is, as far as I know, it's 100 times more than a cereal bowl. And they all have to function the same as cell phone, even a small part wrongly. But the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if both is installed incorrectly. One small part of the board will not work. And there is another point here. The boat is not something rectangular, but created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious, and the curve is crooked, the board will not work. Maybe some of the members in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve passes on the axis, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the exposure for 1,000 years, and the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more popular and put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only an easy.
Cara, men kau cipta kerja kerja ini. Tiada jawapan berbeza dari kapal kapal yang dari awal tersebut. Jangan bawa mahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad 20. Alat itu alat amat rumit. Sebelum kita menjadi ini bawa kesenjangan, hal ayah kerap wah memang terlalu. Tetapi untuk apa ya? Memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada hal yang ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini sih doang.
Yeah. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's note.
Yes, now I want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and other stations across Indonesia. Enemy.com.id is the answer. Enemy.com.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, the most credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at Enemy.com.id, your reliable online news portal.